now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with Ivory Coast football.
Yeheus, the elephants of Ivory Coast are ending the year as Africa's top-ranked football team. In the December rankings released by FIFA, World Football's governing body, the elephants are 19th overall and first in Africa. The Desert Foxes of Algeria are next at 28th overall, followed by the Black Stars of Ghana at number 33. In early February, Ivory Coast defeated neighbor Ghana 9-8 in a dramatic penalty kick shootout to lift the Africa Cup of Nations trophy for a second time in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's look back on the Nations Cup triumph by Ivory Coast in Bata. There was definitely some deja vu in Bata. The same teams played for the Nations Cup trophy in 1992 when Ivory Coast, yes, prevailed in another marathon penalty kick shootout 11-10. The hero for Ivory Coast in the Bata shootout was goalkeeper Boubacar Barry, who converted the winning spot kick after making some crucial stops in front of the net. The shootout came after 120 minutes of scoreless football from the teams in a match of few scoring opportunities. The French coach for Ivory Coast, Hervé Renard, says the five previous matches in the tournament played by both squads may have taken a toll on both teams.
The game was very tough. I think two teams were a bit tired after five games and nobody wanted to attack. It's coming from God, it's coming from the luck. But you have also to be strong. I tried to tell them, even on penalty, it will be okay for us. It will be our time because it's the same like in 1992. I believe on the history and I'm a low-key coach.
Hervé Renard says he's a low-key coach. He danced shirtless with his players after the match. Renard is also a confident coach. During the tense penalty kick shootout, he could be seen on the sidelines smiling at the television cameras. And Renard is also a successful coach. He took charge of Ivory Coast after leading Zambia to the Nations Cup trophy in 2012. Meanwhile, his coaching counterpart for Ghana, Israeli tactician Avram Grant, says the Black Stars of Ghana were the better team in the Nations Cup final.
Even in this game against a team that have so many good players, we was the better side. They didn't create even one chance in 120 minutes. And all of this tournament, we scored a lot of goals. I think we scored the highest more than any team. We conceded less than any team. We did a lot of good things. And I think even we thought about the future, that I think everybody in Ghana can be proud in this team. They show a lot of good things.
Coach Avram Grant and the Black Stars of Ghana were hoping to win their first Nations Cup championship in 33 years. But alas, it was not to be after the heartbreaking loss in the shootout. Star striker Asamoah John says the Black Stars are disappointed, but also hopeful about the future.
We have no excuses now. We went to the penalty shootout and then we lost today. I think they've gone to the final on two occasions and then they've lost. And then this year they came back again to win it. You know, they went to penalty shootout, you know, for two times. And then this is the third time they went to penalty shootout in the final. And then they won, you know. So, I'm very, very sad at the moment. Everybody is sad. But I don't regret our performance at all. I think we did so well in the competition. And then we are hoping, I think we've got a bright future because we've got young quality players.
This 2015 Nations Cup proved to be very challenging on the health front for Asamoah John. He missed Ghana's opening match because of malaria. And John also sat out Ghana's 3-0 victory over Equatorial Guinea in the semifinals after a player from Guinea stomped on his stomach during the quarterfinals. In more Nations Cup news, a few of Asamoah John's Ghana teammates won awards for their performances as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Auma.
Midfielder Christian Atsu got two awards, the Orange Man of the competition and the Nissan Goal of the tournament against Guinea. Andre Ayew was named Pepsi highest scorer, while Kwesi Appiah got the Samsung Fair Player of the tournament. The Democratic Republic of Congo won the Fair Play Prize. Earlier, the Democratic Republic of Congo edged Equatorial Guinea 4-2 in a post-match penalty shootout in the bronze medal playoff. Penalty kicks followed as the teams were deadlocked at 0-0 in open play.
Ivorian football star Yaya Toure had a superb late goal for Manchester City on Monday, but it was too little too late. Man City fell to host Arsenal 2-1 in London in a battle of English Premier League leaders. Toure delivered a superb finish into the top corner of the net in the 82nd minute. The Gunners of Arsenal got first half goals from Theo Walcott and Olivier Giroud. Taking a look at the top of the EPL table, Arsenal now has 36 points from 17 matches, putting the Gunners 2 points behind the first-place Foxes of Leicester, who have been one of the big surprise packages in the Premier League this season. Man City has 32 points from 17 matches. Now let's take a look at the Premier League scoring leaders. Those Foxes of Leicester have a real dynamic duo this season. Jamie Vardy and the Algerian Riyad Mahrez. Together, they've combined for 28 goals. Vardy has a league-leading 15 goals, while Mahrez has 13 goals. The Belgian Romelu Lukaku of Everton also has 13 goals. And Nigerian striker Odion Ighalo of Watford is next with 12 goals. Ighalo had a big game over the weekend. He knocked in 2 goals as Watford beat Liverpool 3-0. Watford has 28 points in the EPL standings, while Liverpool has 24 points.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old Sports Emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association news, all-star point guard John Wall has led my favorite club, the Washington Wizards, to their 12th victory of the season. Wall showed off his passing skills, notching a career-high 19 assists and scoring 12 points as the Wizards beat the visiting Sacramento Kings 113-99. The game was played at the Verizon Center Arena, located just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Polish center Marcin Gortat scored 27 points and grabbed 16 rebounds for the Wizards, while teammate Garrett Temple added a career-high 23 points. The Wizards have struggled with injuries this season, but I'm confident once they get healthy, they'll turn in some magical performances. Speaking of magic, the Orlando Magic were winners Monday night, scoring a 107-99 road victory over the New York Knicks. Orlando center Nikola Vucevic tied his season high with 26 points, and he also had 9 rebounds. Vucevic was born in Switzerland, moved to Montenegro when he was a teenager, and he played college basketball at the University of Southern California. So I guess you can call him a true international player. Now let's go to San Antonio, Texas, where the 5-time NBA champion San Antonio Spurs remained unbeaten at home this season with a 106-92 victory over the Indiana Pacers. Kawhi Leonard had 24 points for the Spurs, who improved to 16-0 at home this season. Overall, San Antonio has 24 wins and 5 losses, the second best start in club history. Also in Texas, the Houston Rockets defeated the visiting Charlotte Hornets 102-95. Star guard James Harden, who I think has my favorite beard in basketball, scored 36 points for the Rockets. In Chicago, the Brooklyn Nets snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 105-102 victory over the Chicago Bulls. Brooke Lopez had 21 points and 12 rebounds for the Nets. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports.